My name is John Sellers, and I work with the Ruckus Society.
And what exactly is the Ruckus Society?
Ruckus is kind of, the metaphor I like to use is kind of like a volunteer fire department for the movement. We have an amazing collection of volunteer staff all over North America, about 150 trainers and logistics experts, action coordinators, from all kinds of different movements that come together a few times a year, maybe four or five, to do these action camps. And they throw on a Ruckus t-shirt, and they are Ruckus. We have a very small staff based in Oakland of just five or six paid folks, and we really try to support the work of that community of Ruckus people. And, you know, right now we're looking at trying to attract the very best volunteer firefighters from all the different movements, from human rights, from social justice, from environmental movements, fair trade, unions, the very best and brightest practitioners of nonviolent direct action to all come together and share skills so that when an opportunity arises, an emergency happens, that we can be there to help respond.
And what has been the sort of the technique? You say you have these action camps and you have several of them at different times of the year. Maybe you could, for some of the folks that aren't familiar with Ruckus, talk a little bit about some of the ones that have happened in the past.
Sure. Ruckus is it's going to be 7 years old. I think we're 7 years old right around now. And we were got our startup in Missoula, Montana. And we were specifically looking at forest issues 7 years ago, and even more specifically at big roadless areas, big chunks of wilderness left that needed to be defended from a really horrific initiative called the Timber Salvage Rider, which was, you know, this right-wing attempt to declare that forests were a danger to themselves, you know, that the old trees were endangering the rest of the forest. And so our first, you know, 4 years or so was mostly forest activists, and we did, you know, a couple of camps a year. We've done now probably 30 camps. We have a little over 3,000 alumni graduates of our program. For the first 4 or 5 years, when we were really keeping track, we saw about a 90% post-camp arrest rate in the year subsequent to camp, that folks would go out and use those skills and do a nonviolent direct action and really apply themselves, and that was really great to see. So we've done now camps for human rights movement, for the for all kinds of work in the anti-corporate globalization. Now the global justice movement did great big camp up outside of Seattle 2 months before the WTO. Did some camps for A16 for the different World Bank IMF meetings. A lot of people forget about logistics. A lot of people see, you know, the stuff that goes on behind the scenes as tertiary stuff, you know, not as important as the sexy stuff going on out front. But in a lot of ways, you know, one of Ruckus's greatest contributions to the movement is, you know, that we're great logistics wonks, you know, and you know, just we have a lot of folks that live to support activism, you know, from the inside. And, you know, so we have some gourmet chefs here that are just cranking out delicious vegan food, you know, an incredible variety.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
It is. And I think that's one of the issues that we all do need to address is the impact of GMO foods and all of that and our water. And so it's really nice to be taken care of so you can actually get focused to do the work.
Totally. Yeah, we did a camp actually last year for around biotech right before the biotech industry. They have a giant junket called Biotech Industry Organization. And we were at this amazing kind of desert commune outside of San Diego, and the kitchen was there cranking out, you know, organic feasts. And, you know, a lot of these biotech activists were just blown away, you know, and they really, you know, they live to feed the movement. They, you know, they want to feed the mind, body, and spirit of the movement.
Well, I think that's one of the things that you get here is the comprehensive approach, that there are people here from all different movements utilizing all different kinds of strategies as a coalition-building event, that the Ruckus camp here seems to be a very great example of how we need to integrate all of our struggles as the one struggle.
Yeah, a friend of mine is quite fond of saying that the age of single issue activism is over and that we, you know, have to move to, you know, multi-issue platforms, coalition kind of work. And, you know, I couldn't agree more, especially at this point, the post-9-1-1 world, the age of, you know, increasing corporate globalization. It's a real time for building, you know, building solidarity, building unity, building across issues, building across race divides, class divides, gender divides. And I think that you know, I think it's time to build power. You know, I think that we need to show the strength of our vision, that we need to ask people to step forward with social change movements, you know, prove that we are not irrelevant, but prove that we actually have the strength of numbers, that we have the dominant part of society, I would say, is actually with us. You know, I mean, the values that we profess, you know, human-centered values, environmentally centered values, they're very important to most people on this planet. You know, they're what will make our children safe. And I think that it's time for us to start to share what our vision is and, you know, really build strength right now.
In reference to that, if folks wanted to find out more about what you're doing and where the next event is, how they can stay in touch if they feel inclined or to follow the track.
Well, Ruckus is, like I said, is based in Oakland. Our website is www.ruckus.org, and we're really easy to find. You know, we have announced the camps up on the website. We have online application forms for folks who want to get involved with us. We'll certainly take snail mail and phone calls as well. You know, we have increasingly more and more camps each year, and as we grow the circle, you know, we're able to support and serve more and more movements. And so, you know, look in your neighborhood. There may be some Ruckus folks there already.
What's on the schedule for the next upcoming events?
Well, we have a camp going on right now in Vermont that we're supporting with the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. So a lot of raging grannies up there, a lot of Ruckus women trainers went up there to help with that initiative. Then we have coming up in August, we're going to be helping the Students for Free Tibet put on a big camp for Tibet liberation activists in Indiana, I believe. Then in late August, early September, haven't quite pinned it down yet, we have a Global Justice Action Camp getting folks ready for the upcoming fall meetings of the World Bank and the IMF, as well as the FTAA ministerial in Quito, Ecuador. So looking at making the connections between global issues of justice, of social justice, environmental justice, making the connection to the local issues, domestic social justice issues, trying to bring the, you know, the glocalization kind of issue to the forefront.
What was that last word you used?
Well, you know, kind of a morphing between globalization and local, you know, kind of action, glocalization.
Is there anything else you'd like to just mention out there to the folks listening?
Well, you know, it's time to stand up and be counted. You know, we've got to, you know, this is how we get things done. It's always been how positive change has been made, is for people to stand up and get out into the streets, stomp their feet, meet one another, create community and build power, you know, and that's the time's now to do that.
And once again, we're speaking with
John Sellers from the Ruckus Society.
All right, thanks a whole lot.
Sure.